As you can see by the following video, I'm actually recording this through my ADVC 300 running off my VCR. Now, the VCR that I'm using is a Sony VHS to DVD recorder. Now, I actually purchased the VHS DVD recorder so that I would be able to copy my movies that I've owned for a very long time and put on the DVD. Unfortunately, due to the MacroVision protection, that is not possible unless you purchase additional hardware to do such things. Now, there are a few options that are around the $50 range, which will get you around the MacroVision encryption, but that's just not gonna really work for me, only because I already do have the ADVC 300. Now, when you first plug in your ADVC 300, and for example, I'm using QuickTime to capture it, it has a tint over the image, so it looks the way the MacroVision will actually be trying to protect it. Now, the way around it is you have to hold the two adjustment buttons that's on the top left of the ADVC 300. Press them both in for about 15 seconds, and what you'll notice is on the front of your device, the red light with the status mode, that red light will turn off, and once it turns off, you're now able to see the picture and its quality. So let's just go ahead and copy this real quick, just for a little quick recording. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and close this movie out, and I'm going to go ahead and reopen that. And now this should play back without any MacroVision protection at all, because it's already disabled by pressing the two buttons on the front of my device.
Wished upon a star, it's the 60th anniversary edition of Walt Disney's classic Pinocchio, now on video and DVD. Find out more.
And as you can see, that played fine. Now, when I play this back, you may see the lines through it, the interlacing, but that's perfectly fine. I'm capturing this in its native format, which in my case would be DV, and I can go ahead and then edit this in Final Cut Pro or Final Cut Express, or I can just re-export it to an H.264 file and set the de-interlace option, and that way it takes care of that situation. Anyways, I hope this answers everybody's question on how to use the ADVC 300 to be able to record or capture MacroVision protected movies.